Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 844. I am already gathered up my stuff here, Al, because I'm going to be leaving if Ray Dittiger picks the Detroit Lions to win this game. The Eagles are favored by 6.5. But before we do that, we have received a very good question from a tweet person. Mm-hmm. What do they call that, Al? A Twitterist.
From Twitter.
A Twitterist. And I would like to run that by Ray first because there are all sorts of rumors bouncing around that Jalen Ramsey is about to be traded. He is a top cornerback. He is also a basket case, right? He's also, Al, another one of these whack jobs.
Wants to win.
But no, he wants to win, but he also wants to cause trouble. All right. In fact, I think deep down he's a wide receiver, but actually he's a cornerback. And they want to know if Ray thinks that's a great fit for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Ray, Jalen Ramsey. Ray actually had a report that an NFL team has asked the league if Ramsey plays tonight, could he also play Sunday if he's traded? From the league said no. Ray, Jalen Ramsey to the Eagles. Do you like it?
I'll take Jalen Ramsey.
You would?
Yeah. I mean,
first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
You would do it for a one.
I want to kind of assess where he is. I mean, he's a high maintenance kind of player.
Very much.
Can you live with that? I mean, I know this team deals a lot with they really put a high value on the locker room culture. Mm. And he's a guy that's not just going to slip in the side door and keep his mouth shut.
So is Belichick the only guy that could handle him?
Oh, man, not another one of those.
It's remarkable. No, he takes all of these guys.
Kansas City will get him if the Eagles don't.
Oh, man.
He's a criminal?
That wouldn't be a bad fit, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, but let's get him with Andy Reid. He must have some
domestic abuse. Well, he's going either here or there.
He is. You think it's one or the other?
Yeah.
Based on what do you say that?
My own intuition.
Oh, I thought you had a source.
Ain't happening then.
Oh, wait, talk. I thought he knew something.
Well, you look at Kansas City.
I never heard him be that definitive.
There's a nuclear war there with Kansas City and New England. If England does their thing, Kansas City.
That's true. That's
what their weakness last year.
Yeah, but New England has a coach.
Thank you, Jonesy. That meant a lot to me.
That's a fact.
I really appreciate that. So you're saying yes on a Ramsey deal, knowing that you're going to have to manage that locker room, it's going to be tougher.
Yeah, I mean, I view it two ways. In terms of his talent, and in terms of the way he plays his position, he would be a fit.
Great fit.
Okay. In terms of temperament, that's one you'd have to investigate.
Tough one. All right, Ray. Current state of the Detroit Lions. Before we get to the pick, what are we looking at when they come in on Sunday?
They're kind of like two teams. They can be good and they can be pretty bad. I thought if you saw the game they had against Arizona, the game they had won basically against a bad Arizona team and they gave it away in the fourth quarter and then wind up in a tie in overtime. Bad tie.
All right.
But then they come back at home last week and they play, you know, a good Charger team and get the win. They're different. They're a much different offensive team than they were before.
Really?
Yeah, they changed offensive coordinators. They changed their offensive coordinator. They fired the guy before, and they brought in Daryl Bevel, who was the offensive coordinator under Pete Carroll out in Seattle. And so he's kind of tried to reinvent this team and make them. If you remember in the past, the Lions, not that you see them that much, but the Lions were kind of a dink and dunk, you know, throw it underneath, move the ball down the field, don't worry about running the football kind of team. Bevel doesn't roll that way. I mean, you saw those teams in Seattle. They like to run the ball, and their passing game was all off play action. It was deep shots down the field. And so that's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
They're not dinking and dunking the ball. They got Matthew Stafford. When he's throwing it down the field. The two games they've had, they averaged 8.4 and 8.6 yards per attempt, which is a lot.
That's a lot.
So that tells you that that the passing game has totally changed, and when they're throwing the ball, they're throwing it for big yardage. And that, to me, is a worry for the Eagles because right now you've seen that they've given up a lot of big plays in the passing game.
I'm already nervous. Ray, I can't wait any longer. The Lions are here in an absolute must win for the Eagles. What's going to happen Sunday at the Link?
Well, you're right. I think it is kind of a must win for them, because if they lose this game, then they got to go to Green Bay on Thursday, and that's going to be a really tough game because the Packers are 2-0. Aaron Rodgers is playing well, and the Packers have never lost a Thursday night game at home at Lambeau. So if the Eagles lose Sunday, they could possibly be looking at 1-3, which is a bad place to be.
Jonesy,
in this
have
division.
A good hour, okay? Do
Thank
a good
you.
Job
I
with that hour.
It. I'm ready. I'm stretching right now.
I'm packing my stuff right now. Ray, I got a bad feeling. It's 6.5 spread.
Yeah, it opened at 8.5, and it's now dropped to 6.5 because of all the injuries. However.
Go ahead, Joe. Hit it.
Angelo, relax. Relax. The Eagles, I don't think this is going to be easy because the injuries are a problem. The passing game is certainly going to be compromised. But I don't see, with everything that's at stake here and playing at home, I don't see any way the Eagles let the Lions come in here and steal this game. I just don't see it.
The Eagles win! The Eagles win! Now, a couple of things. You know what I've noticed, Ray, about this? Because last week when you picked the Falcons, you used desperation as a major factor.
Yes.
Same thing here, right?
And it was.
Same thing here.
Yeah, I don't think the Falcons are that good, but they were certainly desperate.
Yeah, and we will be desperate this week. The Eagles will be desperate this week because they can't afford to lose having to go to the frozen tundra 4 days later.
Correct.
All right.
Even though it won't be frozen.
Do you have a score that I could chew on here, Ray? Could you get something I could maybe work with on this type of score?
I'm looking at something in the neighborhood of 24-14.
24-14.
Let me give you one.
Yeah, I'm covering two.
Let me give you one area where I think the Eagles can really win this game. Look,
yeah.
they're definitely right. Way down on offense. We know that. And they got their issues on defense because losing the two tackles really hurt you. But the one area where the Eagles should absolutely mop up this game and maybe even win the game is on special teams. Okay, I think the special teams The Lions' special teams have been terrible. Angelo, through two games, the Lions' special teams have committed 6 penalties. They've missed 2 kicks, a field goal and an extra point. They've fumbled a punt, and they've had a punt blocked.
Oh, nice.
So their special teams are just dreadful.
Dave Phipp, wake up!
So Dave Phipp, does a good job preparing his guys, and this could be a game where a couple of big special teams plays. If you're struggling a little bit offensively, you could get some special teams plays here that'll give you a big leg up. So that's one area where the Eagles have a clear advantage.
With Corey Clement in the lineup or out?
It looks like he's going to be out.
Probably out. I would just like to say I've got bad news for the listeners. Ray is leaving soon, and I'm staying. That's too bad, bro. Oh. Jonesy is staying.
I was just studying the phone numbers to call and everything. Yep. I was
Jonesy
ready.
Nate's on. Nate, you want to give the numbers out, John?
I have no idea.
Nate, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm fine. I feel a little better now. Ray does not miss many picks, and he's saying we're okay Sunday.
I believe that too, sir. But before I go on any further, I just want to say my prayers and blessings out to Big Daddy, and I absolutely love Eagle Shirley.
Yeah, we all do. There's nothing wrong with Shirley, but you're right. Although I must admit, I have not heard a lot from Eagle Shirley this week, and that is somewhat troubling.
She was
to me.
Mad.
I don't know.
Monday, she was really upset.
Eagle Shirley was very angry, Al, after the loss. She did call on Monday, and that's the last we heard of her.
Yeah,
I hope
she was
okay.
Worked up.
I hope she's okay.
She's ready for Green Bay. She doesn't like
Nate,
the fans.
Nate, what are you feeling right now? Share it with our audience.
Okay, so I agree with the Jalen Ramsey deal. Give him a first-round draft pick. Let's get this guy in here, man. Let's roll on our defense, man. I want to do that. And then my song for the week is, just because we have so many injured players, it's like a freaking hospital ward over there, man. So I'm going to go with the theme from MASH.
Excellent. Theme from MASH.
Excellent
Can you
song.
Hum that for me?
That's it.
Nate, that was really good. Than the norm on this show.
Is that a suicide song?
Suicide is painless.
That's right. Wow. You remember what people don't know about Ray, and I want to keep bringing it up because Ray Dittinger is not just a great sports person, brilliant. He's a cinephile.
What?
You understand
he likes
that?
Movies, Al.
He's a cinephile.
S-I-N?
No, C-I-N-E-F-I.
Cinema?
You know what I mean, right, Ray?
Al's a cinephile with an S.
I'm a fan of movies. That's fair to say.
He loves movies, and he's very well-versed in them.
By the way, have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes. Let's talk.
Oh, I loved it.
Wow.
I absolutely
it's supposed
loved
to be
it.
Horrible. All the reviews are horrible.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
No,
really?
Not the reviews I read. I mean, there are a few people that just don't like Quentin Tarantino. There are a few people that just
I love the movie.
And I've
been trying to talk Al into it all week.
That's your kind of
and
movie,
Al said, no, he wouldn't. He loves Tarantino.
Yeah.
And he won't see it.
If you love Tarantino, you got to love this. Even though it's a little bit different for him. I mean, it's not your
awesome.
Typical Tarantino, but it's a tremendous film. It really is.
And Brad Pitt.
Absolutely worth seeing.
Is that the best Brad Pitt you've ever seen?
By far.
By far.
Really?
Leonardo DiCaprio, excellent. Amazing in that film.
Brad Pitt, True Romance, best ever.
Al.
He was good in that.
Hey, but, Al, I haven't talked to you in it all week.
No.
You thinking about it now?
No.
You are
what?
Disrespectful.
I'm not. I just have reviewed.
You know what, Ray? If I were you, I'd walk out right now.
Well, he's done. He's done.
I know he's done, man. I would walk out anyway. It's like a dramatic flourish.
Don't leave, Ray.
Because he's a cinephile. What are you?
A cinephile.
He's a cinephile.
But Al, I heartily, heartily recommend this film. Especially if you like Tarantino. This is the best thing he's ever done.
No.
Ray,
yes.
You've made this city very happy today.
Good.
Both your movie picks and your football picks, especially football.
We aim to please, Ange.
The great Ray Dittiger, ladies and gentlemen. WIP Sports Time, 8:55.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.